We reported this hour on elderly veterans who came to Washington for the dedication of the new Second World War Memorial. Now we go to Lockhart, Texas, for a story about three aging aviators. They build their own planes from scratch, and then they fly them. Ben Philpott of member station KUT in Austin has more.
75-year-old Phil Klein gets ready to taxi down the Lockhart airstrip in his RV-6A. The plane is about 20 feet long with a wingspan of 23 feet. It's a two-seater, so I went along for the ride.
Yell clear. There's nobody standing in front of us, and we're going to start the engine. You ready? Clear. Just like that. Nothing to it.
Phil and I sit in the cockpit, a plexiglass bubble in the middle of the plane. The takeoff is smooth, the flight is short, but a little hairy for a reporter who's afraid of heights, and the landing is trouble-free. Once we're back on the ground and in the hangar, that's when Phil lets me know the plane isn't finished yet.
This airplane has not been painted yet, as you see. The tail has been painted, but we have to wait for money before we paint the rest of it.
You see, Phil, along with his friends 70-year-old Ted Jones and 82-year-old Tommy Holland, built the plane last year. It was the sixth plane in 6 years for the trio. They work in Ted's hangar, called the Plane Talk Hangar.
It occupies our time, keeps our brains from falling in the gutter, and keeps us out of the dance halls.
Ted says it's a tremendous hobby, but not exactly a common one, especially for men in their 70s and 80s. You're more likely to find men their age fishing or golfing or, well, resting. But that doesn't appeal to these men. Ted says they want to fly.
You've never experienced anything more exhilarating, or is hard to describe, but a first-time solo in an airplane. That is just the biggest thrill you could ever have.
It's a thrill Ted's been chasing ever since his first flight. He says the only time he's been close to replicating it is when he flies for the first time in a plane he built. Ted caught the plane-building bug early in life when his father bought him a model airplane kit. Phil started building planes soon after he got his pilot's license over 40 years ago. Tommy is the newcomer to plane building. He started only 6 years ago when he saw the other two working on a plane.
They built one of these, and it was so much fun, so much faster than the one I had. I said, well, we'll just sell this one, and they helped me build this other one.
They'll spend about a year on their current project, a new plane for Ted. Right now, it's about halfway done. The wiring and the sheet metal are in place, but it still sits on blocks, wingless and engineless. When finished, this will be the nicest and most expensive plane the men have built. Phil says this is definitely not a hobby for someone on a tight budget.
We usually tell everybody when they want to build something like this that it costs them 20, 20, 20. 20 for the kit, 20 for the engine, 20 for all the rest of the stuff.
That's $20,000 each, or a total of $60,000. But a factory-built plane can cost more than $100,000, and these men say their planes are better built. But no matter how well built the planes are, some people worry more about the condition of the flyers. The men say there's nothing physically wrong with them that should keep them grounded. And Tommy says they each have a doctor's note to prove it.
We have to take a physical every 2 years, and they tell us whether we can continue to fly or not. The doctor does, and the FAA.
How much longer do you hope to fly?
Till I die, I guess.
Maybe it's those two-year allotments that, in part, keep these men working so feverishly. A looming trip to the doctor and their own mortality drives them. Or it could just be the simple reward waiting for each of them at the end of a long day. That's when they get to take their planes up. For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.